There have been a couple of Hollywood productions about pandemics. Now there's an unofficial film for this particular one. It was shot in Spain, and it's called El Hoyo.
Hay tres clases de personas. Los de arriba.
It's a dystopian thriller. In English, it's called The Platform, and it has skyrocketed to number one in many countries. The World's Jorge Valencia spoke with the film's director to find out more.
I have to admit it. At first, I wasn't interested in this film. I mean, we're living through a pandemic. Why do I need to watch a movie about isolation and scarcity? But my brother recommended it, so I turned it on, and from minute number one, I couldn't look away. Even the morning after, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Soy Galder Gastelu Urrutia y soy director de cine.
Galder Gastelu Urrutia is the director.
Nada, cuéntame. Espero tus preguntas.
I reach him over the phone at his house in northern Spain.
Bueno, pues estoy en mi casa, en Bilbao.
In Basque country, in the city of Bilbao. And like many people these days, in the middle of a weekday afternoon, he is still in his pajamas.
Estoy en pijama ahora mismo.
For Gastelu Urrutia, the news that The Platform is one of the most popular films in one of the most popular video streaming services is bittersweet.
Porque sé que parte del éxito es debido a este momento tan triste que está viviendo el mundo.
He says he knows that part of his success is because of this very sad moment the world is going through. He directed the film in Basque country, largely with local funding and local talent, no one famous. It was his first feature-length film. And when it was released in theaters across Spain last November, it wasn't that big.
Pues es una película que tuvo sus fans, su acogida, pero desde luego no fue una...
The film had some fans, Gastelu Urrutia explains, and it made some money. International recognition, though, was just around the corner, thanks to Netflix. Company executives had paid for the right to distribute the film a few months earlier at the Toronto Film Festival. And by then, they had already decided to release The Platform for streaming in early spring this year. The film begins in the civilized world. And then it gets dark. The setting is a vertical prison. On each level, there is one cell with two prisoners. And this alarm tells the prisoners when a platform from the level above is about to bring down their next meal. The story is full of symbols that I won't get into here, but beyond isolation and scarcity, there's also race. One of the characters is a man of African background who asks for help to climb from his floor to the next. Director Gastelu Urrutia tells me that character represents the many migrants who have risked their lives to get to Europe. The man's attempt is not successful. That's not a big spoiler, by the way. But Gastelu Urrutia wanted to get across the idea that
siempre hay un que no te dejará pasar.
There's always going to be an expletive who's not going to let you through, he says. The cast comes from many backgrounds. One actor is of Filipino descent. Characters speak in French and in Russian.
Y en italiano y en árabe también hay.
And in Italian and in Arabic, Gastelu Urrutia says. He explains he wants the story to be universal.
La humanidad lleva hablando de esto desde que es humanidad.
Humanity has been talking about scarcity and isolation for as long as humans have existed, Gastelu Urrutia says. He says Dante's Divine Comedy was an inspiration for the film. For me, The Platform reminded me more of dystopian films from the last two decades, like I Am Legend with Will Smith or Children of Men with Clive Owen.
Yo soy leyenda, la he visto cuatro veces. Y Hijos de los Hombres...
No sé, Gastelu Urrutia says he's a fan. He's seen Children of Men five times and I Am Legend four. But The Platform is not very Hollywood in one key aspect.
Un final implicaría una respuesta.
Hollywood endings usually give a crystal clear answer, Gastelu Urrutia says. And he's more interested in asking questions than in answering them. Either way, The Platform is having success across languages and borders. In the 2 weeks since the film was released on Netflix, Gastelu Urrutia has been getting mail from fans in Israel and in the United Arab Emirates,
Canada, y en México, y en Alemania, y en Francia,
and in Canada, and Mexico, and Germany, and France, he says. Meanwhile, he's still at home in his pajamas, pretty much doing the same thing he would have been doing without COVID-19, writing more movie scripts.
Si esto era el éxito, vaya, a mí me engañaron.
If this is what success looks like, then I've been deceived, he says. Although, as he himself points out, We're living in a time when just being at home, alive and well, is a privilege and a success. For the world, I'm Jorge Valencia.